Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Cassie Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Cathy Tate, your host from Australia. With me, as always, Daisy Papp from America. How are you going there, Daisy?
Thank you for asking. Doing fine. I'm alive and I'm very grateful for being alive because it shows that there are more things to do and I feel very humbled and very empowered at the same time. Come on, life. Show me. I'm ready.
I love the attitude and it fits today's topic really well, actually, Daisy. As you all know, if you've been following us, we have done a whole season on relationships and today is the last episode in that season. And we're going to go out with a bit of a bang and talk about starting anew.
Starting anew. Okay. Is that the pre-call for the next season already? Because we're going to start an absolutely new season and no one, people out there, no one knows what she has up her sleeves. And is that the big call? Okay, so we're starting anew. Is it a recap of the many episodes that we recorded in this season? What is it that you like to speak about when it's about starting anew? What?
Well, all those things do apply, Daisy. And just a quick shout out, we are starting video episodes from next week, guys. So if you have not heard about that yet, make sure you go over to Rumble and search Bold and Blonde Podcast and you'll be able to see us in the flesh for each of our episodes as well as just hearing us. So that is something that we are starting anew. But today I really want to talk about starting anew after you end a relationship because last week we spoke about relationships ending, how challenging that can be and how we can handle that. And so this week to close the season out, I want to talk about where we should have our minds at when our relationships come to an end and perhaps we feel like we want another one. But what are the things that we should make sure that we've dealt with within ourselves? What are the things that we should be aware of before seeking a new relationship? What are your tips for us on how to do that in the smartest way, considering that too many of us jump out of one and jump into another? And as I've got older, I've learned that is absolutely the least smart thing that I could do for myself. I'm not going to put that on anybody else, but I do think it's quite common that we tend to leave one relationship and get into another too quickly. In our modern world of everything being so fast. And so that's what I want to talk about today.
Well, I'm not sure if I have a ready-to-go list that I would mention here. I think we can speak about a few things that I humbly think are healthy to consider before even thinking of another relationship. How good a partner am I? Question mark. That's the first question I would ask myself because I've seen so many people overestimating themselves in areas that is absolutely stunning at times to observe. And then I see people at the same time underestimating themselves when it comes to strengths that are inevitably there and clearly there, visibly there, without a doubt to me or people from the outside. I would take an inventory. What is it that I learned? And are there still lessons that are not learned completely yet? And I will do better when I get these behind me, these lessons learned and check mark and okay, next. Like when you're in school and then you finish with one grade and then after the summer break, you get to the next grade when you pass the previous one. I think it is a good idea to have a look at that. So what is the tendencies that I'm having? Is it maybe that I'm choosing the same type of partners? Is there something to be found why I'm doing that? Is there something I'm looking for them to fulfill in me, to complete me? Because I still believe that I need someone to complete me, instead of knowing that complementing me is the healthier approach, I think. And I'd also absolutely heal my inner world. And that is not a question of time. It's a question of skill. It's a question of what do I do to heal my inner world? I know of people, they still grieve a relationship that happened 30 years ago or ended 30 years ago, and they're still not over it. And I know of people who had a relationship and 2 months later, they jump in another one, which is very different. And finally, it works because they finally understood the lesson. Now, I go back to the very simple principle. What is your definition of relationship? What is it that you're looking for? What type of relationship are you looking for? When these things are unclear, chances are that we end up with something that we don't want or don't need. And no one but you shall know what you want. When I want something because you want it, how does that fulfill my wants? When I believe that what Kathy wants is what I want, maybe yes. For example, this podcast, we both want it. Great. But maybe there are other things in your life that you want. And now because I think that, oh, what Kathy wants is always good, so I want that too. But it's not a good fit for me. It doesn't suit me. Neither my temper, nor my nature, nor my talents, nor my desires, nor my standards.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. And we've spoken about this probably many times, is figuring out what it is you do want is such an important step that probably gets skipped over quite a bit.
Oh, how often do I hear it when clients come to me and they say, yeah, well, I'm in this relationship since a while. And so how is it going? Well, not so well. And actually, I want out. I look for something else, but now I'm in and I don't know how to exit. Or what if I'd exited? And what if I don't find anyone else? I had that realistic question of a young man. He calls me while I was offshore and he asked me if he could talk to me for a brief 10 minutes. And I said, sure, call me. And he's asking me, seriously, he was serious about that. Well, I think it doesn't fit well, the woman I'm dating, and I think I should let it go. But what if I never find someone else? And I said, well, yeah, I think you're right. You're very realistic. There are 8 billion people on the planet. You're a 26-year-old male living in quite a nice zip code. You have quite good resources and you're very resourceful. You're intelligent. You're smart. You have something going in your business. Actually, yeah, I very much agree. Chances are you will never, ever meet someone again. And he started laughing. That is one of the very rare moments where I don't say what I mean and don't mean what I say. I think it was totally called for because I wanted him to see how unrealistic his statement was. He started giggling and nevertheless went out and flew to that state to see if he could fix things between them. Although it's already very clear that there's a lack of compatibility between the two of them. They have different ideas when it comes to family values. They have different ideas when it comes to career. And well, now it's up on him. Then the perfect partner doesn't exist. Note, exclamation mark. A great partner does exist. In order to find and find out who is a great partner for me, I must know what's important for me.
Yeah, that makes complete sense because I feel like the most compatible relationships are most likely founded on shared values.
100% agreed. Now, it goes down to the core values, not like, yeah, I value fine dining. I'm not talking about that.
No, I was not either, just for the record.
Yes, yes. For our audience, though. Yeah.
Yes.
Or I value to have a cultural life. I value to travel. I value to educate myself. Great. Does it need to happen in Atlanta or can it also happen in Los Angeles? Can it happen in Mexico City or must it happen in Perth? So the question is, when I am rooted, for example, geographically, because all my family lives in the state or in the city or in this town, and I'm not planning on ever leaving because I'm very close to my family and friends. And I grew up here and I don't have any desires living elsewhere and try myself out or try life elsewhere. Then why find someone out of state who doesn't consider ever moving into my state? So then, okay, why making things so complicated? So look at what you want. Look at the roof. Look at the shape of the roof. Roof, the relationship. What style, what type of relationship it is that you want. And get yourself some help and heal your inner wounds. Why? Because the unhealed wounds you carry with you into the new relationship. And when you had triggers that are apparent and maybe not in that one past relationship, but maybe in other relations as well, or in business relations or in other friendships, and it showed up more than once in your life, maybe it's a good idea to have a closer look and solve it for once and for all. Because otherwise you bring that with you. We all bring backpack wherever we go. Good stuff and not so good stuff. Question is, how much did you deal with your not so good stuff? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be the best version of yourself, or are you totally okay suffering assholitis and being a jerk and be unfair, being rude, being cruel, being moody, unpredictable? Who do you want to be? Who are you? You are how you behave. Make a checklist. How do you behave? The more you know yourself, chances are that you will stand for who you are. Therefore, you're not in need to pretend to be someone you're not. People want to be loved for who they are right here, right now, not who they could be in 10 years. I don't know who I could be in 10 years. I don't know. I have an idea. I don't know. Who am I today? What can I better in me? How can I be the most attractive partner to someone who has characteristics and a similar value system as I have, so I can be the most attractive to someone who lives with these values, by these values, not double standards, but lives with them and by them, presents them, lives them every day, not occasionally. That's what I would ask.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree. And just based on my own past and the things I've done, and I look back on cringingly sometimes. But I can definitely see that if I had stopped and done these things that you're speaking of now, then either the relationships I did end up getting into either would never have happened because I had higher standards, or I would have dealt with them very differently than I ended up doing. And so I think that this knowledge is arming ourselves, because it's the human condition to want to fall in love, I believe. Love is such a big part of who we are. I think it's intrinsic that everybody wants to be loved in some way. And as human beings, I feel like we are constantly seeking that. Whether we're seeking it from our family, our friends, or from a loving, intimate relationship, I feel like that is part of who we are, that we need that within ourselves. And I certainly can look back and see that I was looking for it when I wasn't ready for it, in the sense that I had not attended to my own stuff. And I was carrying that backpack, and it was very full. And because I hadn't dealt with it, the backpack would split open in the middle of relationships, and stuff would come out that was not even about that relationship, but from my past. And you can very clearly see, if you look back and you're honest with yourself, I think most of us can look back and probably see a similar thing where we have brought stuff forward into a relationship that shouldn't have been part of it because we never dealt with it, whether that's from a past relationship or just our own stuff. It's not fair on the person that you're wanting to have a relationship with either, is it, to put your baggage on them? That is so not fair. It's a very wobbly footing to start something new on.
I so appreciate you bring up that it's not being fair. I totally agree with you. And therefore, it's also not fair, I think it's also a good idea to put the spotlight into that direction for a moment, to want someone who fixes us. because that's your responsibility. When we all take full responsibility for ourselves, heal our own stuff, have a maintained, well-maintained emotional backpack. Do we all have emotional wounds? Absolutely, yes. What we did with them, very different question, right? And I like to speak a little bit about the fear. Fear, F-E-A-R. Why? There are two basic fears that all humans have, especially those who want to get into or out of a relationship, and all those who don't fall into this category as well. The fear of not being enough, not enough healthy, not pretty enough, not good enough, not smart enough, not tall enough, not rich enough, not educated enough, and so forth. And because of not being enough, whatever that enoughness refers to, we are not able to be loved. That's the greatest fear. Now, because of that, we pretend oftentimes to be who we are not because we want to get that love, because we want to get the goodie that, yes, oh, they think I'm good enough and therefore I'm lovable. I do not believe that's the reality. Reality is that we are all lovable, and how much lovable we are depends on our behavior, depends on our mindset, depends on our meanness index or our goodness index, creativity index. How easy is it to be around? Is it impossible to be around you? Have a look. When it's impossible to be around you, or you heard that maybe not the first time in your life, love life and general life, maybe it's a good idea to listen and have a look. Get some help and have someone else look. Or if you have the tendency that you need external validation from more than one partner, then maybe a monogamous relationship or a monogamous partner is not for you. Stand for it then. When one partner is not going to be enough for you, then stand for it. State it. Be honest with yourself for once in your life.
So the fear of not being enough, that makes complete sense to me, and I think will be super, super common and relatable. What was the second fear?
That because of not being enough, I am not able to be loved.
Oh, I see. Yes, you did say that. Yes, that makes complete sense to me. And in fact, I've felt that in my youth many times. And I know that I looked for that external validation because I didn't have it inside me. But I came to the realization after a few failed relationships and a lot of hurt and heartache that I needed to give myself validation and I needed to stop relying on other people to give it to me. And then I was on a much better footing to start something.
Therefore, conclusion, I so appreciate how you open up and openly speak about your life experience. It's very helpful, I can imagine, for many listeners because it makes it very relatable. Then therefore, when you start being enough for you and you see I am good enough, I am youthful enough. Your age, you cannot change that. I mean, once you are 20, then you're 20. You're no longer 19. When you're 60, you're no longer 48. When you're 80, then you're no longer 65. Fine. You can still be youthful. Or you can be, as a 20-year-old, you can be very mature, yeah? So age is a number. What you do with it, that's yours. But when I am working on being enough, I'm content with my knowledge base. I'm content with my education. If I'm not content with my knowledge base, sit down and learn. Expand your knowledge. When you are not contented with your education, go and get another degree if that's important to you. If you think that you're not sporty enough, then go and get a fitness trainer. You can find it online. So many things are accessible around the world for free even. Using it is not for free because it requires your effort, right? Yeah. But there's so much access. When you would like to speak nicer, then work on your vocabulary, work on your pronunciation, work on your definitions, so that you are enough and you can bathe in your own enoughness. That doesn't mean full of it. No, not at all. Contented. When it bothers me that I still don't speak Spanish, and one day it bothers me so much that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of still not speaking Spanish, I will do something about it. And if not, who is there to blame? Self. Oh, Kathy, because of you now, I didn't learn Spanish, by the way. That's a good one, right? Okay. Therefore, when I take full responsibility for my choices I made and the choices I make right here, right now, then that already builds my future. Why? Because where I am today is the subtotal of the decisions, the choices that I made or didn't make, the beliefs I had, the thoughts I tamed or didn't tame, the lies I told or stopped telling, the meanings I gave to the circumstances and situations and perceptions in my life. When I don't like my today, then right here, right now is the only moment to take action and make changes. Because today is going to be tomorrow's yesterday. Let's forget about the should have, could have, would have, or I should do, I could do, or I shall do. Forget about that. Do it. When you do it for you and you will feel that enoughness, your fear of not being lovable decreases exponentially. Why? I can still love me when you stop loving me. Therefore, I increase my value as a future partner incredibly. Why? Because my future partner is much freer around me because I'm not putting onto them that they are responsible for how much loved I feel, because all hell breaks loose when you dare one day be in a bad mood or forget to praise me from A to Z and head to toe 24/7.
That's actually something really important there, because in one of my toxic relationships, I did allow his moods to affect me. And because I was stuck in the need for that external validation, if that person was not being nice to me and was not in a great mood, I took all of that on and believed it was my fault. When in reality, it probably had nothing to do with me. Well, maybe it didn't. Doesn't matter. The point is that I allowed myself to become at the whimsy of his moods. And that was a consequence of that need for external validation, because it all ties in together. When you're in that headspace where you need that from somebody else to feel good about yourself, then anything that they do, you're going to take on, whether it's good or bad. And that is super unhealthy.
So now the question is, what type of relationship do you want when we speak about starting anew? How healthy a relationship do you want? What defines a healthy relationship to you? How much passion do you want? Does to you mean passion that your partner is going to be jealous and you can't even look at the shelf in the supermarket because maybe there's a can that may jump on you and you'll cheat with a can? If that is the passion that you're looking for, go for it. I would never, ever want anything to do with it. A healthy belonging, a healthy sense of playful, maybe a little jealousy can be okay. But how much of it do you want? How much of compatibility do you want? Healthy relationships have different ingredients. And one of it is, of course, the core values and the mutual core values that allow for bonding and intimacy, building trust. And then the differences create the passion. If you want a romantic, monogamous, exclusive relationship, maybe later on you want a family, then it's a good idea to discuss that beforehand. Well, where will we live? Are we going to rent for the rest of our lives, or are we going to live in a tent in the woods, or are we going to build a home, or are we going to buy an apartment, or what are the wants? And then when we define that, how do we want to live? Because let's say I meet somebody who lives in a rural area and likes hunting and has a cabin in the woods, and I would not ever want to live there, then what is the future that we are talking about? So that means then that, okay, I want you, Jamie, I want to live with you, but you cannot go hunting because I disagree with hunting and I disagree with the cabin in the woods, and you move into the city. So that means, oh, I want you under my conditions. So when we are unclear, no wonder the relationships end unclear. Some people suffer through 30 years of relationships that are unclear, and then they realize, oh my goodness, why didn't I leave 6 months into it after 30 years? So know what you want and know what you get into. Know your partner, the potential future partner. Know them, get to know them. You will never know them totally. That's fully okay. But know them to a degree. Okay, can I rely on them? Can I trust them? Can I believe them? Do I feel safe around them?
Yeah, I do feel like if we did all this sort of self-inventory, preparation and inner healing before we went out looking for a relationship, there'd be a whole lot less failed relationships in the world.
I agree 100%. Therefore, I see my role in that a little bit to bring attention to that, because it is relatively simple once you know the how-to. It's like, did you ever cook a curry in your kitchen? Okay. So the very first time you made one, how challenging was it?
Well, that was a long time ago. But I guess if I'd never done it before, it would have been challenging to a certain extent.
Okay.
It probably depends whether I did it with a pre-prepared jar or from scratch too.
Yes. So then therefore, it's good to know someone who has a recipe. With a recipe, it already turns easier. Now, when you start anew and you're using a different recipe than you used before, because maybe in the past when you went out into the dating scene, you didn't even know that a recipe existed or if it's something edible or something that you're reading. And now you use a recipe that even has a proven track record of functioning and bringing some great results in intimate relationships, then I guarantee you that you cannot reproduce the past results. Why? Because you're doing something different. Remember, Einstein apparently said, continuing doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome is insanity. So if you don't like what you did so far or what you had so far, then go and make a change. Only you can. I can inspire you. I cannot make that change for you, and I don't want to make the change for anyone. I'm busy making changes within me.
Yes, it is all our own responsibility. And I think that perhaps is a big gentle reminder to everybody out there that we need to take care of our own stuff before we start looking at other people's stuff.
Yes, and you are worthy of love. Work on yourself, self-develop. You're worthy of self-development, bettering yourself. You're not going to be able to make the problems or issues go away. They don't disappear. Some people say they don't even disappear through death. You keep on carrying them. I don't know any of that. I have no proof. Different faith groups believe different things. I'm totally okay and open to other people's beliefs. It's maybe worthwhile to think about it.
Absolutely. Which brings us back to the first thing we said when we opened this episode. How good a partner am I?
Be realistic. Am I really that good catch?
And be honest with yourself, I think.
And am I in that area where I'm seeking a partner? Am I realistic in that as well? Let's say I can't read, I can't do math, I can't speak eloquently, and I want a professor of linguistics because I find that extremely attractive. And I want them to scoop me up and marry me and have 5 children. But he's also a little bit trained in biology and he knows the intelligence of a child is inherited from the mother, then maybe I'm not the chosen one unless I'd educate myself a little more prior to him choosing me. So how realistic am I? And yes, I do believe humans deserve to find happiness and contentedness. But what are you bringing to the table? And whom are you bringing to the table? And when you clear house within you, your chances increase tremendously. I see it currently. I work with a few clients who are in the process of finding their life partner and they're reporting incredibly interesting results. Why? Because they go into the dating scene with a very different set of knowledge and skills. And it's a very different experience for them. They report it to me.
100%. There you have it, dear audience. If you have found this episode interesting, I would urge you to go back and listen to more of our episodes because every single thing we've talked about here, we've done an episode on each of those points already and expanded that. So I do recommend go back to the start. Who am I? Work your way through the episodes. Honestly, the last 3.5 years, I have grown incredibly as a person, and I can tell you without any doubt that I look at things so differently now that I've learned all this stuff, not only about myself, but about how to personal development, about how to have a more powerful mind, about how to look and deal with the world in a new way that is much healthier now that I know all these things. And you too can have that knowledge. I haven't done anything special except create this podcast and have these conversations with you, Daisy. And it's right there for all of our listeners. We can't give you any more. This has been created from our hearts for all of you to inspire a better world, and it is for free. So do yourself a favor, go back and listen to them, and stay tuned for next week when we launch video. So excited about that. And I feel like you have a final word for our audience on this episode today, Daisy.
It's never too late to start anew.
Perfect ending. Thank you so much. We'll see you all next week. Don't forget, come and find us on Rumble, Bald and Blonde Podcast. That's it from us today. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time. Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution Podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.